You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. Joining us now in our studios is the chairperson of the Northfield Hospital Auxiliary Book Fair. Rita Olson is with us. Rita, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm really glad to have you here, because that means we're actually having a book fair this year after a couple of years. Boy, how does it feel to be back at it?
Oh, my goodness. Happy. I mean, after two long years, we are so excited to have the book fair back in the Northfield community. We're looking forward to it.
I bet so. It's been a long time. The last couple of years, of course, with the pandemic, book fairs were probably a good idea to not have those.
Exactly.
But this year it's back. Let's talk about what's going on. Now, have you accepted donations yet, or when does the ball get rolling on this?
Well, actually, we do start accepting donations next Tuesday, April 12th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., mm-hmm. Tuesday through Friday. Saturday will be open from 9 to 1. And then the next week, we will be open again for donations. The last day that we will accept donations is Friday, April 21.
Okay. Do we drop those off at the Northfield Arena?
Yes, drop them off at the ice arena.
All right. Boy, any idea how many books you might expect this year? You usually have like tens of thousands, don't you?
Usually we have around 70,000.
Ooh,
but
wow.
This year, because we haven't had it for 2 years, mm-hmm. we actually have a storage unit and a garage that are filled with books. Before we even start. So,
wow.
Yes, we anticipate several thousand, probably 100,000 books.
Oh, boy. Well, I can't even fathom that much.
Well, it is amazing. And just recently, I received an email from someone that said they have 1,000 cookbooks that they want to donate.
Cookbooks.
1,000 cookbooks.
Wow.
So this is on top of what we already have.
Oh, boy. Wow.
A lot of volunteers are needed, and fortunately, our community is so good about volunteering.
Yeah, that leads me into my next question. It takes an army of people to arrange 100,000 books and get them priced and arrayed so people can actually make sense out of that. You need to have some help and some people with some skills, too.
We do. You know, this is our 59th year of doing it,
mm-hmm.
and the ladies and the auxiliary before me, they really set the process. So we, in fact, one of our book fair is unique in that we have excellent sorting and shelving. So we make it easy for you to come in, and if you want children's book at a particular age group, we have signage for that. And we also have fiction, cookbooks, travel, and it's all very well organized.
Now, I know in the past, some years it has not been limited to just books. CDs, DVDs, are you still taking anything along that line, anything other than books?
Absolutely. You know, in addition to the books, we do take DVDs, CDs, vinyl records, which have really made a comeback in mm-hmm. the past few years, and puzzles as well.
Puzzles,
too. Yes.
All right. I've got a whole carload of stuff there.
Oh, good.
You'll be getting a big box full of Christmas CDs.
All
yeah,
right,
it is
that's
the
great.
Season from KYMN Radio. We put all of our music in a computer on hard drive now, so we've got these CDs that we've had historically and still get some in every now and then.
Well, good to know.
Rita Olson is with us. We are talking about the book fair. Do you have an idea of how much money you'd like to raise, a goal, an aim for the fundraising this year?
Well, in 2019, we raised $65,000, which that was the most that we have raised so far. And I believe it was in 2017 that we hit our $1 million mark for the past 56 years at the time of raising over $1 million. So this year, you know, because we haven't had it for the past 2 years, we're going to complete the education room at the EMS headquarters, and that began in 2020. We also ongoing contribute to the Health Finders Medication Fund, and annually we fund scholarships for healthcare careers.
Boy, those are all certainly worthy causes, and you have a perfect vehicle to be able to raise awareness and some funds for those as well. So next Tuesday is when you start when people can start dropping off the donations. And is that every day of the week you'll have somebody out there? Or
yes, every day of the week, Tuesday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, we're open from 9 to 1. And then the next week, it's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So once again, it's a little different this year. Friday is the last day that we will accept donations.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to mention, if I could, some of the things that we do not accept.
Okay, yeah, please do.
Okay. You know, of course, if you have any moldy or mildew books, don't bring them. You're not even going to buy them. If you have any textbooks published before 2018, English language dictionaries like Webster's, no encyclopedias, we do not accept Reader's Digest condensed books, Northern anthologies, magazines, or VHS tapes or cassettes. That's quite a list there, but it seems like sometimes people want to get rid of things and they think that this is a good avenue, and it is for what we can accept and what we can sell.
Yeah, absolutely. I would imagine the encyclopedias and textbooks and dictionaries, those are things of the past.
Right. Yeah.
Once again, Rita Olson is with us. She is the chair of the Northfield Hospital Auxiliary's Book Fair. And Rita, I got to ask you, just on a more personal level here, I just think of the logistics that go on in putting this on. Do you have a background in that?
Well, my background is event planning, and I love a spreadsheet. So I love to put all the pieces of the puzzle together and fine-tune it. But like I said, oh my goodness, the auxiliary before me, everyone has done a great job. Each year we find some way to tune it, to fine-tune it, to make it a little bit better.
All right. And we'll give a plug to the hospital auxiliary as well. If somebody would like to join or help out or, not only for the book fair, but throughout the year, can they do that or find more information about that?
Absolutely. In fact, if you'll go to the hospital website, the auxiliary is located there, and click a link, and there's a telephone number that you can reach out. We are always looking for volunteers within the auxiliary as well as with the gift shop.
All right. And we've talked about everything except for the actual book fair itself. When can people go in and start buying books?
Well, actually, the first day is Tuesday, April 26th. It's from 5 to 9 p.m. And I don't know if you've been out there during that time, but occasionally at 9:30 in the morning, people start lining up to get into the book fair at 5 o'clock. A lot of book dealers come that evening as well.
Yeah, I have seen lines that go all the way out to the highway.
Yeah, exactly.
People waiting to get in with that initial rush. It's a wonderful program.
Oh, it's exciting, actually.
Yeah. All right. What else do we need to know about the book fair?
Well, I would like to talk a little bit about the pandemic precautions, this year.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
As I mentioned, we will have over 2,000 shoppers from all over the area, and we want to make sure that our shoppers are safe as well as our volunteers. So we're going to recognize the CDC guidance, and we also recognize that this guidance may change. So right now, we are asking that medical mask will be required. If you don't have one, we will have one to give you at the door. If you're sick, please stay home. We also ask shoppers to try to keep their distance while in the ice arena, and we will have hand sanitizer throughout the arena for shoppers to keep their hands clean. We're just coming off the pandemic, and everything changes day to day. So like I said, that's what we're going to rely on, but we do recognize that it may change by the time that we open up.
All right. We'll keep our eyes out on that and update the public if need be.
Yes.
All right. Anything else, Rita?
Well, during the actual book fair sale, which is April 26th to 30th, Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. is 50% off day. And Saturday, which is the last day, from 8 until 12:30, we have a $5 bag sale. So we provide the bags. You come in, you can fill up that bag with all the books that you want, and it will be $5. You can have 20 bags if you'd like.
Wow,
and
good
then
deal.
We do have from 1 to 3, we do have free books. So come in, grab some free books.
Anything that's left over.
You bet.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see this year's array of books. It is always, there's books on everything. I can't imagine there not being a topic or a subject that you don't have a book that you could find out more about.
I think so. We have a section from almost everything. And if we get a book and we don't know what section it goes to, and if there's several, I think we'll probably start a new section on that.
All right. Well, Rita, thank you so much for coming in today.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. It's nice to see you after 2 years.
Yeah, after a couple of years. And you're always welcome back. If you've got any more news about the book fair, doors always open. You can come on in.
All right. Thank you so much.
Rita Olson, once again, with the chair of the Northfield Hospital Auxiliary's Book Fair. We've got Rich coming up in a couple of minutes.